Hello, this is Your Coffee for Thursday with Victor Dominguez, and here's our daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Amazon disputes an MIT study showing its facial recognition software is less accurate than competing products. The report claims Amazon's recognition has an error rate of 31% trying to identify darker-skinned women, which compares with 17% for a similar product from IBM. The general manager of artificial intelligence at Amazon Web Services says MIT did not use the latest version of recognition and that Amazon's own research produced different results. The alliance of Nissan Motor, Renault, and Mitsubishi Motors plans to join Google's camp for developing autonomous taxis and other services using self-driving vehicles. The automakers intend to work with Waymo, a Google spin-off that is among the leaders in technology for self-driving cars. The companies are in the final phase of talks and plan to announce the arrangement as early as spring. 97% of smart speaker owners are completely loyal to one brand, according to a new study. One likely reason for that loyalty is the tendency for competing smart home systems to be incompatible with each other. Regardless of the reason why, the report shows that once a household chooses a smart home system, it is not likely to change it. Facebook deepens its blockchain exploration. The company has made its first blockchain-related acquisition. Chainspace, a small startup that had been focused on techniques for speeding up blockchain smart contract transactions. The news, first reported by Cheddar, suggests that Facebook's 9-month-old blockchain team may be getting serious about whatever it has been working on behind closed doors. A smartwatch made for kids was recalled by the European Union after it was revealed the device could easily be compromised. The Inox Safe Kid One, which has GPS, a microphone and a speaker, was found to be vulnerable to attack. The report stated that the watch's companion app had unencrypted communications with its back-end server, which could allow a third party to access the data collected by the watch. This was your shot of their coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.